The Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechta Bava Basra Daf Samach Aleph teaches us the halacha of what is and isn't included when one sells a home. And Mishnah teaches us, V'loyas agag, if one sells a home, the roof is not included, b'zman sheyesh li maka gavoy asor tfochim. That if the roof has a fence of 10 tfochim, then it's not included in the sale. However, if it doesn't have that type of a fence, then it is included in the sale. And as the Yad Ramah explains, that if the roof doesn't have a fence of 10 tefachim, then it's included as part of the house. Because since a roof that doesn't have a fence is not typically used, as the Torah says, one is obligated the one is supposed to put a fence around his home, and a fence around his roof. And therefore, since it's not a place that's really used, it's certainly part of the home. It doesn't have any independent use. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, the end of Choshen Mishpat, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Chof Zayin Sif Vov teaches us. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us that one is obligated to make a fence around his home, around his roof. And the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, if somebody leaves a roof without a fence, bittul mitzvah saseh, he's violated a mitzvah saseh. Vav al lois saseh, not only has he violated a mitzvah saseh, he's over and alive. Shnema v'loisosim domim b'beisecha. The Shulchan Aruch earlier in Simen Tov Chof Aleph, in Simen Tov Chof Aleph, Sif Yur Aleph, however, teaches us the following halacha. The Shulchan Aruch discusses a person who falls off a roof and did damage as he fell off the roof. Teaches us the Shulchan Aruch Mishum Nafam and Agag. If somebody fell off the roof, Beruach Mitzuya Vehizik, if he fell off the roof in a normal wind and he does damage, Chayiv Dal Dvorim, he's Chayiv Fenezek Tzar Ripuin Sheves, but he's not obligated to pay boishes. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, Nafal Beruach She'ein Mitzuya, if he fell in a ruach that's not common, Chayiv Nezek Bulvad, he's only Chayiv to pay Nezek. Upot Medal Dvorim. So here we see that if somebody falls off a roof in a normal wind, he's chayiv, as the Sma explains, because it's shogi kakarv lemezit. Why? Explains the Sma, because somebody should not have walked up to a roof that doesn't have a fence, because it's a place that he could easily fall off beruach mitzuya. So now we have a very interesting question. The Gemara teaches us, as the Yad Ramah explained, that typically people don't walk on roofs without fences. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us that one is certainly obligated to make a fence around his roof. And the Shulchan Aruch also teaches us that if somebody doesn't make a fence around his roof and he fell, he will be held responsible. The reason he's going to be held responsible is because if it's a situation where it's normal that he'll fall from such a roof in a ruach mitzuya, so then it's something he should have taken into consideration and be held responsible if he does damage as he falls from the roof. But what isn't clear from all of these discussions is, is somebody allowed to walk on the roof that doesn't have a fence? Yes, we know that he certainly violated the obligation to make a roof, to make a fence. We know, as we just discussed, that he will be held responsible if he fell in a ruach metzuya. But we don't know yet if he's allowed to go there if it doesn't have a fence. So it's very interesting. There are many paiskim that discuss this question. The Chazon Ish in the Likutim, Achoy Shemishpat, Simen Yud Ches, discusses the obligation of making a makom. And he wants to say that the obligation of making a makom is not just because the obligation to make a fence is not just to be viewed as a preventative action against somebody getting hurt, because then he says, why would halacha be that you don't have to make a makom around the shul, the roof of a batei kenesiyos by the midrashos? Because he says, even if you'll say that the pasuk says, as we just read, v'asisa makom l'gagecha, to your roof, not the roof of batei kenesiyos or batei midrashos, but the pasuk also says, v'lo'isasim dam b'beisecha, you have to prevent damage. The obligation to make sure that damage doesn't occur certainly doesn't only apply to batei kenesiyos and batei midrashos. So he says a chiddush. He says, if you think about standing in a roof, it's different than other types of dangerous situations. For two reasons. Number one, he says, somebody who stands on a roof knows that he has to watch himself. Number two, certainly in the time of Shas, it was common that people would do activities on the roof. And therefore, he says, just like somebody is allowed to climb a tree, or just like somebody's allowed to build a house, and building a house could also be dangerous. Therefore, he says that makom is a gzeiras hakasuf, and therefore, only where the Torah tells us that there's an obligation to make a makom, is there an obligation to make a makom. Where the Torah doesn't give us that obligation, there is no chiv. And therefore, he says, even in a place where the Torah told us to make a makom, the Torah didn't mean to say that you're not allowed to go up on the roof without a makom. What the Torah is telling us is that there's a mitzvah for the owners of that home to make a makom. So he says a very big chiddush. Throughout Shas, the Gemara speaks about different situations that are considered dangerous. A person not allowed to have a broken ladder in his house. A person is not allowed to raise a dangerous animal in his home. He says that those obligations are very different than the obligation of makom. He says that there, when you have a dangerous animal in your house, when you have a broken ladder in your house, you have something that somebody who walks in won't know to watch out. And if you're not there to prevent him from walking up that ladder or letting him know that there's this dangerous animal here, you will be held responsible. But a roof, he says, everybody knows it's dangerous. You can't call a person who has a roof on his home without a gate that he created a dangerous situation in his home. He didn't create a dangerous situation in the home, because anybody who comes here should know that he should, that you, when you walk on a roof, it's a dangerous place. And therefore, only where the Torah says there's an obligation to make a makkah, do we have to do the mitzvah satayra. Otherwise, there is no mitzvah to make the makkah. And therefore, it seems he clearly holds that somebody is allowed to walk up on a roof that has no makkah. Of course, the person that has this type of home and didn't make the makkah was over mitzvah saseh of a sisa makkah l'gagecha. But that doesn't mean you're not allowed to walk on that roof.